Let's move on to the M50, which is a road I'm sure many of you either travel on a daily basis or maybe on an occasional basis, but also wonder about how difficult it can be to navigate, particularly at times of heavy traffic. Paddy Coleman, Head of Communications with the AA, is with us because major changes were announced today to the way the M50 is going to operate, particularly the introduction of variable speed limits. Tell us all about what's planned, please.
Good evening, Matt. Yeah, well, look, there, you know, obviously the M50 has been in the news for a long time, and many of us who've travelled on it have experienced the best and worst of it. But more laterally, obviously, we've seen an awful increase in incidents on it. The traffic volumes have got worse. And they are trying to do that. The Transport Infrastructure Ireland are planning to try and do something about that by introducing variable speed limits. Now, how these will work, there'll be a number of gantries over a 38-kilometre stretch of the motorway. So that's virtually all of the motorway. And what it'll do is it will have the ability to change the speed limit depending on the traffic situation. So if there's obviously high volumes of traffic, if the weather conditions are bad, say fog or really torrential rain, or if there's a major incident and, you know, they need to get the emergency services on. Now, it obviously doesn't, you know, it's probably counterintuitive to think, okay, if the traffic is really bad, that you would slow the traffic down. But I suppose the principle, you know, if it works in theory, it's good, because if you slow the traffic down, you can tend to get more traffic through because you're avoiding that concertina effect, which you see when people slow up and go fast again to catch up with the regulated speed.
Are there following international examples of other motorways on which this approach has worked?
Yeah, there is precedence on that. And now, you know, it's been a controversial enough point in the UK where there has been some criticism of so-called smart motorways. But there is precedence in countries like the Netherlands and North America where this has worked. So, you know, in theory, that there are sound reasons for it. And there is also another reason as well, which is that environmentally there are benefits as well, because a lot of the emissions from, you know, a petrol or diesel car are at their worst when they're going from a standstill up to motorway speed. So, you know, in theory, if the cars are travelling at a regulated speed, there'll be lower emissions as well. So the problem is, I guess, is, you know, how it will work and if it's enforced. And that's where the difficulties might lie initially. Now, obviously, you know, what was said today at the press conference was, you know, at the moment it's an ask, not a tell, was what they said. So there is no enforcement initially. They're really just, going to bring it in gradually over the course of a number of years, you know, culminating probably in at the start of 2023. But it will start this autumn, and you will see.
And how much will it cost, Paddy? Because if this is something that people are asked to volunteer for, you sort of wonder how well it'll work. And yet there's a significant investment going into it.
Yeah, the budget for this was 80 million euro. They spent 50 million, I believe, on the development of it. And then there's 30 million allocated to run the system over the next 10 years. So I suppose, you know, in the grand scheme of things, where on the money that's been spent on the M50 over the years, it's a drop in the ocean. You know, I was thinking about this today when I was at the event. My late father, who was a journalist, was at the launch of the M50 in 1990 and was laughed out of the room because he asked the question, you know, should it not be three lanes? So, you know, I can only imagine what has been spent on the M50 over the years to get it operating to the level it has now, and we're still trying to fix it. So, you know, there's hopefully this will have a positive effect, but we can be hopeful and we can see, we can wait and see whether it does work.
One final thing, Paddy Coleman, is there an issue though that perhaps with the way people use the M50 that we don't get the maximum benefit out of it? That rather than using it as a ring road, a lot of people sort of hop on and hop off, and that gives us additional congestion that we probably shouldn't have.
Yeah, one of the questions begged today, and it is a possible criticism, is the fact that the junctions are very close together. But I think as anyone who's tried to navigate through the city centre recently, it's getting increasingly difficult. So you know, you can kind of understand why people are avoiding the city centre more. But you know, what was emphasised today was the fact that the M50 plays such an important role commercially. So you know, I think for the time being, it's still going to be a busy route. So anything that, you know, has a positive effect, will be very much welcome.
Paddy Coleman, Head of Communications of AA Ireland, thank you very much for being with us on The Last Word of Today FM.